tonight. As the government shutdown approaches day 39, millions who rely on food assistance still don't know if they'll get their full benefits this month. Late Friday, the Supreme Court temporarily froze a lower court order that would have forced the Trump administration to immediately pay out full SNAP benefits for November, even as some states, including California, had already started sending them. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson issued the stay, giving a federal appeals court more time to decide whether the administration can delay those payments while the legal battle continues. The administration argues it's run out of money, saying a $5 billion reserve is already empty. Before the Supreme Court decision, Governor Gavin Newsom praised the lower court ruling, saying full SNAP benefits were starting to reach about 5.5 million CalFresh recipients in the state. Local food banks say they're seeing more need than ever.
We know that between last Thursday and last Sunday, our 211 system saw an increase in call volume of almost 500%, with the assistance for food being the number, overtaking housing and being the number one reason people were calling.
The legal showdown escalated last week when a federal judge ordered the government to tap contingency funds to keep food aid flowing. That order followed lawsuits from several states, including California, warning millions could go hungry. But when the administration moved forward with only partial payments,
it's an absurd ruling because you have a federal judge effectively telling us what we have to do in the midst of a Democrat government shutdown.
The judge fired back, accusing the administration of holding up benefits for political reasons. The government is now complying, at least in part, while its appeal plays out in the high court.